So this Pure Land tradition is something that Theravada tradition cannot accept. You know, in the early days, I used to hear they tell me, Padua, got Pure Land teaching on me, got such teaching on me. Chan, no need to meditate, no need to cultivate, no Four Noble Truths, nothing, also can become enlightened. What is your understanding? If you are asked this question, how will you answer? When you don't have the understanding of what people do, please have an open mind. Don't go and comment on yourself. That is the advice. It's very dangerous. You don't know what Pure Land is. Pure Land come about because of Amitabha Buddha. And Amitabha Buddha got 48 very, very heavy vows. And he has cultivated the longest, 3 times as long as Sakyamuni. Sakyamuni only 3¾ Asangaya Kappas, become Samasambuddha, where he took the wisdom way. Amitabha go by the faith way, Sada. He took 12 world cycle, Asangaya Kappas. That's why he developed until the vow becomes so powerful. He become part of nature's law. Whosoever recite his name sincerely with faith, he guarantee them rebirth in the Pure Land. Xiang Yi. Their vow mesh with the cultivator. So, like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is the same. What is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva or Avalokiteshvara famous? Cultivation. Love and compassion and wisdom. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Da Tsu Da Bei Kuan Sing Pusa. Tsu is Tsu Bei. Understand? All this is because she perfected it that way, and as a bodhisattva, he has a lot of love and compassion. That's why he can help a lot of cultivators. That's why my affinity with Kuan Yin is very strong. That's why in the year 1986, that nature arise and gave me the message, you have to move fast, not much time left. He poured the triple gem from her vase onto my hand and held my hand. You have to move fast. Not much time left. That time was 86. It's like she know by 89, I will finish. I will connect. That's why 86 already, still don't want to go all out. What are you waiting for? So Kuan Yin, when I was young, very funny, I told you all, my mother also believed in Kuan Yin. He took me to Kuan Yin Miao. Then all the other temple with the deities on, I cannot pay respect. But when I hear Kuan Yin, I will pay respect. And I have very strong faith. Then the four great beings also, Sakyamuni also. So what happened was, when Kuan Yin that time, I don't know what Kuan Yin was at that time. I haven't really developed the cultivation to this extent. But I know, how can Kuan Yin manifest? Well, my mother told me, he said, Kuan Yin, very whole land in Cantonese. Not Hokkien, was it Jun? Jia Ling. Means what? He said, you believe in Kuan Yin, my mother told me. When you sincerely pray or respect and ask for help, it will manifest or no. That's why my mother believed in Kuan Yin. Then he wear the jack because of Kuan Yin. Then when she got accident, she didn't die. She actually at quite an elderly age, 60 years old. A car banged her while walking in Alostar town. Then he flipped over and landed on the ground, hit with the blood. Then the passerby, the shopkeeper all saw, panic. Quickly bring her into their shop front there, bring up the armchair, let her rest there. And she recovered. Then when she recovered, she managed to reach home Then we asked her what happened. She said, I don't know. When I woke up, my jet broke. And like, nothing happened to me. She said, except some blood. She said, only the jet broke. Then, because of that, I asked myself, I like to investigate in class. How can Guan Yin be everywhere? If everybody asks for help, how can Guan Yin be everywhere? You understand? Well, the number of beings are limitless, uncountable. Then suddenly from inside, my nature come tell me, she is so special. The cultivation is so unique, so special. He has actually perfected the cultivation, and because of the perfection, the wisdom, the work, the merits, the virtue, she invoked that power of that very intense cultivation until the vow become a part of nature's law. You understand? Nature's law means she vow. Whomsoever call upon my forehead, it can be Namo Guan Sin Pusa or Om Mani Padme Hum and whatever for how. So all this has become part of nature's law. So when you really sincerely call upon her or her nature, they don't have to come personally. No such thing. But it is part of nature's law. It will connect and it will manifest. It will happen. That's why I almost died 3 times this life. I seek Guan Yin's blessing, protection. Protection is for my form and mind, not for anything else. That's why this form and mind, I used to tell you, are very fragile, very easily damaged. So because of that, because many of this happening, later on I saw the manifestation of Guan Yin, then I came to know how all this is possible. And without Guan Yin, I will not be here to share all this. Yeah. So because of the understanding, the affinity, that's why I told you under the yellow card, determined to have this, what they call aspiration, to request the blessing, protection and guidance of all these Sama Sambuddha and great beings. Cultivate affinity with them. And that one can really manifest and develop into a very different understanding. That's why every life you come, your segmented life, very fragile, very easily, like damaged, gone, understand? Yeah. So you need to have all this understanding in order for you to come with that parami understanding and deliver that type of pure wish or vow that you have developed. That's why this life, everything falls into place and is so beautiful. And it's because of all this understanding. That's why whatever I know, I understand, I share. That's it, finished. And that is what I'm supposed to do. Yeah? I mean, Joyce, at the gathering of Kayamita, you remember what she said? Brother Theo, he only shared. After that, whether you understand, don't understand, accept or don't accept, nothing to do with him. My duty is to fulfill the vow, to do my duty, to share this which was requested by my dear. That's why this sasana is supported, Sakyamuni sasana, supported by Guan Yin and Maitreya. Yeah. And these two great beings are very powerful. Yeah. And next, Samasambuddha is supposed to be Maitreya. That's why the one in front, the loving Buddha, Maitreya Buddha, very beautiful being. Yeah. So all of this, Po Cheng.
Is Guan Yin really, like you said, is in the nature. Because what happened was, when my daughter was 6 years old, she was very sick. She was in ICU and the doctor doesn't know what happened, what kind of problem. So they didn't have much hope on it. So what I did was, that time I haven't learned Dharma, but I only pray to Kuan Yin.
Khao Kun Yam Po Hao.
Yes. So I went to this Sima Lu Temple, maybe Sister Sui will know. I went to this Sima Lu Temple, there is this Kuan Yin, you know, big Kuan Yin in front, and behind is the Sakyamuni Buddha. So but automatically I know what to do, although I wasn't in the Dharma.
Yeah.
So I just pray to Kuan Yin. I said, you know, my daughter is very sick, I don't know who to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I seek Kuan Yin's protection. And then I also very sincere, you know, you know what I say, you know? I say, you know, my life, I went through at least half of my life, but my daughter is just young. So I said, I'm willing to give my life to her.
Sadhu.
Then after that, I think, cannot also liberate you. You know why? She's so young, after I die already, how is she going to survive, you know? So I think, maybe not give away my life.
I think
maybe shorten my life, right? So I give her my life, part of my life,
so
that at least I can see her growing up, some life, and do some meaningful
Sadhu.
So I think that would be very good already, you know?
Beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah, very beautiful for me, because at least I see her growing up.
Yeah.
Then after I said this, right, and do all the prayers that the Kuan Yin, right? So my daughter, she only stayed in the ICU for 2 weeks only.
Then after that, recovered.
So the doctor also very amazed recovered. Because I tell you, brother Theo, very scary. This ICU got another kid passed away.
So,
very scary for me at that time, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I better go and do something, you know. So, and then she
because survived. Of your past, your affinity with Kuan Yin, that's why all this can happen.
Yes, that happened. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, after I learned the Dharma, brother Theo, then I asked brother Theo, Lama, I make this agreement with Kuan Yin.
Don't worry.
So I said, but I want to cultivate. I haven't even started, how can I die first, you know? Brother, you know? So I didn't tell you this, you know, brother.
Okay.
So I went to the Kuan Yin, and then I said, Kuan Yin, I just started my cultivation. I cannot die, right? I die already, how to cultivate? So I said, can I have more longer life, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know how it turned out, brother.
Don't worry, I will explain. Because my mother also did the similar thing. So, not only me, my mother, Pocheng, in fact you ask around, a lot of people have strong faith and belief in Kuan Yin because they actually, in real life, they experience the help they receive from Kuan Yin. A lot of people, I've heard before. Even a lot of the Kayamita that came to me know Kuan Yin, got affinity Kuan Yin. And you know what happened or not? When I was in standard 6, I remember 1966. My father at that time, I was the second in the family. I got 9 brothers and sisters. He was the sole breadwinner. I was only in standard 6 now, means 12 years old. So what happened was, he got this ulcer, so severe until it bleed, but he didn't know. Luckily, he went to the GP. The GP realized something very serious. He said, you better go Penang. Alostar, nobody can treat you. He sent my father to this Adventist hospital. Wow, that professor, that surgeon, very good. It was one day before Chinese New Year. He went there, the professor diagnosed him, then do the x-ray, realized very severe ulcer, bleeding inside there. Then he told my father, you have to admit and operate straight away, otherwise God also cannot help you. So my father got no choice. And my mother at that time was so worried, he don't know what to do. He is the sole breadwinner. If he die, the whole family all gone. And I'm the second eldest. I was only 12 years old. And my elder brother, 6 years older than me, was 17 or 18 years old. So what he did was, he at home with the Kuan Yin image there, he paid respect. Then he requested Kuan Yin's help. He said, I can die, my husband cannot die. He said, he is willing to die on behalf of my father. He used all this word. Then he really sincere. And she cried. My grandmother saw her. He talked to me. He said, the whole family, including my grandmother, also had this fear. So she also cried. And that time I was so young, I don't know. Then somehow I felt, because of her sincerity, it will move heaven. And because of that, my father recovered. So then everything fall back into place. At that time, I know I can study. I know I can go to uni, I can graduate, I can become somebody. But if my father no more, I don't think I got the means or support, financial, to go uni. So that time, I also tell myself, let things be. Yeah. And because of what my mom did, what I realize is, he said, give her life, exchange, means my father survived, she's supposed to die. Right? Nothing, no such thing. You think Kuan Yin is so unreasonable and cruel? No, without that nature, no. What he want to see is your faith, your sincerity, understand? When you have the faith and the sincerity, that nature's law, the vow, take over and manifest. That's why, don't worry about all this. All this is you heard one. I exchange my life to extend. You think it has to be done this way, otherwise it cannot happen. No. Kuan Yin, all this great way, test your faith and sincerity. When you have the faith and you are sincere. Like he said, whomsoever who sincerely call upon her for help, there will be a response. It has become a nature's law. So if you really sincere and you have the what they call understanding and faith, you do it. It will manifest. Why? Somebody? Oh, you're off the thing. Okay. So this is what I want to share. Don't worry. Your life shorted one. No need to go back and tell Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is not so cruel. Hey, you promise. Where got like that one?